Good morning, I'm Mark Settle reporting for KJAN News. We do have cloudy skies and some fog in the area. Temperature reading is at 37 degrees. Looking for a warmer day today. Looking for a high near 54 degrees with that fog to stick around through mid-morning hours. A jury has convicted a 63-year-old Western Iowa man of first-degree murder in the killing of a woman after a night of drinking. Council Bluffs Daily Parel reports Pottawatomie County jury on Friday convicted Robert Reynolds of Oakland in the April 8th shooting death of 64-year-old Patricia Kincaid Dorsey of Atlantic. She was a friend of Reynolds' wife, Teresa, and was staying overnight with the intention of catching a flight the next day in Omaha to visit a grandson in California. Kincaid Dorsey spent the evening drinking with Reynolds and the couple's neighbors. Teresa Reynolds awoke around 3 a.m. to the sound of her husband screaming at Kincaid Dorsey in the kitchen. Teresa Reynolds asked her husband to stop yelling. He then left the kitchen, got a gun, and then shot Kincaid Dorsey. KJAN News Time is 7:07. Officials with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce report their challenge of having small business owners invite 50 Atlantic shoppers to pledge to shop small businesses in town has been accepted and exceeded. Participating businesses, along with the chamber, had received 135 pledges as of Friday, November 21st. The goal was to have at least 50. Chamber Executive Director Wita Weimer says that we challenged Atlantic businesses to reach a goal of 50 pledges by November 29th, and in just a few days, short days, they had met their goal and shortly after doubled their goal. She also says that it's fun watching the participating businesses rally community members to shop Atlantic and Small Business Saturday. Understanding the important contributions of small businesses make to their communities, the following businesses are participating, including Aunt B's, Monison's 5 and 10 store, Brink Flower and Gift, Brown's Shoe Fit, Bryman Interiors, Kappel's Ace Hardware, Dvorak Tire and Service, Guy's Perry Jewelry, Howard's Clothing, Hy-Vee, Lindeman Tractor, Lulu's, Renew Ag Supply, Robinson True Value Hardware, Tinderbox, The Nest Egg, The TV Store, Something for You, Stefan's Cycle, and Unique Salon and Spa. Shop Atlantic Small Business Saturday is a day to celebrate the small businesses that help support our community, says Weimer. Support local businesses and receive Shop Small giveaways like canvas tote bags. On November 29th from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., the Atlantic community is encouraged to shop Atlantic Small Business. Suggested you kick off the day by fueling up before you shop at the Downtowner Cafe and Catering, Family Table, and Sweet Joy Shop. Council Bluffs Police Department reported on Friday that four Council Bluffs residents had been arrested and charged with first-degree robbery in connection with the November 4th robbery at a convenience store. Three suspects, including the man the Council Bluffs Police Department believes entered the Casey's General Store at 701 32nd Street with a gun, were arrested on Friday in Council Bluffs. Another alleged accomplice was arrested in Omaha. In a press release, Bluffs Police Sergeant Dave Dawson says 28-year-old Marcus Davis is suspected of carrying a .22 caliber semi-automatic pistol, which police have recovered into the Casey's at around 8:30 on November the 4th. After displaying the gun and demanding money from the clerk, he reportedly fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash. Dawson says an investigation revealed three additional alleged accomplices, 23-year-old William Jones, 28-year-old Gregory Lewis, and 21-year-old Stasha Cannon, were all arrested Friday on first-degree robbery charges. Iowa's unemployment rate drops slightly to 4.5% in October, down from 4.6% in September. Workforce Development of Iowa announced the rate on Friday, noting the state's labor force is now an all-time high of 1.7. The rate in October compared to 4.4% jobless rate in October of 2013. Nationally, the unemployment rate for October was at 5.8%. Council member Aaron Anlicker has announced he is resigning from the Harlan City Council effective on December 31st. Anlicker served 7 years for the city. Officials will appoint his replacement sometime in December. That person will fill Anlicker's remaining 3 terms of a 4-year term. Anyone interested in the position that lives in Ward 1 and 4 could be eligible to be considered for the position. Call the Harlan City Hall 755-5137 or contact Mayor Gene Geddes, Aaron Anlicker, or City Administrator Terry Cox for more information. Service on the council will begin January 1st. Besides council meetings, the appointed member will be involved in committees of the council as well, which will be determined for the next year in the coming month. Audubon County Manufacturer has announced its workers were given notice earlier this week that their jobs are being eliminated. California-based Anthony International, the world's largest manufacturer of specialty glass, commercial glass, refrigerator, and freezer doors, case lighting, along with display and merchandising systems, said Monday 61 of its employees in Audubon were given notice that as of January 16th, they will be out of a job. Sean Simmons, the vice president of human resources for Hill Phoenix, Anthony's parent company, stated that some of the Audubon employees will be given the opportunity to relocate in Richmond, Virginia for roles in which they qualify and that they will be working to provide support to all Audubon employees during the transition. Anthony opened in Audubon in 2010 after the acquisition of Trausch Industries. At that time, 118 people were employed at the Audubon plant. In 2012, the Dover Corporation acquired Anthony International, merging it with Hill Phoenix. Monday's announcement came as a surprise both to the workers at the business as well as officials with the Audubon County Economic Development Association. A rural Red Oak man was arrested Friday evening in Montgomery County on a court order pertaining to an original charge of OWI. The sheriff's office reports 47-year-old Danny Leroy Lewis was taken into custody around 5 p.m. in the 2200 block of 160th Street. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and was scheduled to be held there for 2 days in order to satisfy the order. Police in Red Oak arrested a woman late Friday morning on a warrant issued on November 10th that charged her with child endangerment causing bodily injury. The offense allegedly took place on October 27th. Officials say 25-year-old Katie Rose Carnes of Red Oak was taken into custody around 11 a.m. at the residence on East Reed Street. Carnes was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Her preliminary hearing is set for December the 1st. Iowa Board of Regents member Nicole Carroll says that she has resigned from the group that governs the state's three public universities. Carroll says in a news release that the resignation is due to her family's move